And then if you'll turn with me to Lord's Day number 26, it's questions 69, 70, and 71. How is it signified and sealed to you in holy baptism that you have part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Thus that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined to it this promise that washed with his blood and spirit from the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water, whereby commonly filthiness of the body is taken away. Question number 70. What is it to be washed with the blood and spirit of Christ? It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us in his sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by his spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ, so that we may no more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. Question 71. Where has Christ promised that we are as certainly washed with his blood and spirit as with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." This promise is also repeated where Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. So we have come to the point of focusing on the sacraments last week. We looked at the sacraments overall. Question 66 in particular says that they are holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use he may more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel. So as we think about baptism, how is baptism a sealing? How is baptism a sign? It says if it's a visible, holy sign. Remember, a sign points to something else. So baptism is pointing away from the water. It's pointing to something else. What is it pointing to? And then secondly, it's a seal. It's, again, pointing or validating something else, just like the seal on your driver's license validates that your driver's license came from the state of California. So it is a baptism has a verification, a validation element to it that what exactly is it validating? So question 69 answers, how is it signified? What's the sign? And how is it sealed to you in holy baptism? And notice the answer. Thus, that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined with it this promise that I am washed with his blood and spirit from the pollution of my soul. Notice, though, notice the very beginning it says it is instituted and it is connected to that promise. In other words, it's the word of God, it's the word of Christ, that is what is focused on in baptism. The water is there, but the water is pointing to Christ. The water is pointing to what Christ interprets the water to mean, what Christ means. And so the focus of the water is that of Christ's blood, Christ's spirit is signified, and we are sealed. Notice that from the pollution of my soul, that is from all my sins, as certainly as I'm washed outwardly with water, whereby the normal way you get rid of filth or dirt from the body is by washing, is by taking a bath or taking a shower or washing using water. So the visible element is water. That which it's pointing to is the blood of Christ. In the Old Testament, what was used to initiate someone into the relationship or into the covenant community? It was blood. It was the shedding of blood in circumcision. Why is it now that baptism replaces that ordinance as sacrament? And the answer is because the blood of Christ was shed once for all for the remission of sins. And so there's no longer a need for blood. And so we note that both in baptism and in the Lord's Supper, there's no use of blood. We don't agree with the Roman Catholics that the wine turns to blood. It's just a sign. It's just the symbol. It's pointing to Christ's blood. But you notice in the New Testament church, we do not use blood. We look to the blood. We look back to the blood shed once for all. But we don't practice blood. You understand that? That's significant. But it is the blood of Christ. Notice also that it brings in the Spirit of Christ. I don't know if you stopped and thought about that. I'm washed by the blood of Christ. We sing about that and all, there's hymns about that and all. But I'm also washed by the Spirit of Christ. Have you ever thought about that? What does it mean to be filled, or better yet, baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now again, there are some in some Christian churches that say the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a second touch. It's something that happens after you're regenerate. But we understand ultimately that no, it's the work of the Spirit, and he does it. It's part of regeneration. It's part of being born again. And so what does baptism do? Does baptism cause regeneration? We say no. A baptism is a sign. It points to regeneration. Remember that baptism, notice what we say, baptism is something that Christ has instituted. The sacraments are pointing to what God does. For me, that when that point struck home, it turned my thinking over and over, if you will, that baptism focuses on what God the Father does in the name of the Father. What God the Son does in the name of the Son, and what God the Holy Spirit does in the name of the Holy Spirit. We baptize in the person and work of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. It's the work of God that does the regeneration. It's the work of God that saves you. God saves sinners. And so baptism emphasizes the work of God. It's not even about you. I'm getting baptized. It's about me. No, it's not. It's about God. And you just happen to be the beneficiary. Okay? Praise God that he gives us his grace. He's glorified, though. That's the point. And so we are washed with the blood and the Spirit of Christ. Notice it says, and also, question 70, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ. We are in Christ. We dwell in the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. We are members of Christ. And so the Spirit abides with us. We are immersed. Okay, there's your immersion. We are immersed in the Spirit. We are in the sphere of the Spirit of God. We walk in a sphere. You know, for those of you that are sci-fi fans, the idea of walking inside a sphere of something, right? Can you imagine that? I can. I'm a sci-fi kind of person. Imagine that we're walking in the Spirit, that he is our environment. It is in him we live and move and have our being. Paul says that we'll be looking at that today, in one sense, all men. But we who have the Spirit are baptized, are dwelling in the Spirit. And so the work of the Spirit to make us holy causes us more and more to die unto sin and to lead holy and unblameable lives. That's the evidence of the work of the Spirit. And then question 71 shows the foundation of baptism. Where is that in the Bible? There it is, in Matthew 28 and Titus 3:5 and so on. Amen? Amen.